You don't say them in order, because when people do that, that pisses me off.
Hey girlies, and welcome back to the pod. It's Carmen. Today is a girl talk Q&A episode. I'm literally so excited. I've been wanting to do one of these for a while now, but haven't gotten around to it. So here we are. I'm answering all your questions about periods, a lot of boy questions, some personal questions, questions about confidence, and questions about the future of the podcast. So stay tuned. Very excited. You guys sent in so many, and sadly I wasn't able to include them all, but I tried to do as many as possible. So let's just get on into it. But of course we have the best and worst of the week. And the best of the week actually happened today. It's a real serotonin boost, I guess, if that's the word. I don't know. But okay, I got 100 on my calculus quiz. Yay, clap. Yay, go me. This is my clap. I don't know if you can hear it, but I 100% know that there is a curve, because I kind of didn't answer like two of the questions, but hey, I'm gonna take it. And who knows, she might have typed it in wrong in the grade book, but again, we're not gonna say anything because just gonna take it. And this is so embarrassing. So I'm actually so bad at math that the first time all year that I got an A on a test was a few weeks ago. And then I got an A on a quiz, which, I mean, I've gotten an A on a quiz, but this was like, I was so proud. I was like, yay, it's like my second A. The funny thing is, I actually do have an A in calculus, but it's only because of homework assignments, extra credit, and like bonus points. And the curve. There is a curve. So that's good. So memes. LOL. But honestly, I thought I failed. So that's really good because I didn't study. TBH, I've only studied for like two things this year. It's really bad. Yikes. Honestly, I haven't learned anything all year. I'm definitely going to have to do so much studying for finals. But that's a problem for future me. Okay, worst of the week. So I've been going to bed really late. Like, not really late. Like, 12-ish. 12, 11. Or 11, 12. I know it's kind of annoying. I've been going to bed pretty late. So I've been waking up tired, going to school tired. I almost fell asleep in my English class the other day. Today during physics, the teacher told me that I looked like I was about to take a nap. And I was like, well, yeah, but you don't have to announce it to everybody. And I don't know, just been feeling a little tired, but happiness, because spring break, when this episode comes out, I will be in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I'm so freaking excited. Don't really know when I'm going to record, if I'm in there or when I get home. So we'll just see. We'll see about that. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. But yeah, I'm so excited. So answering all your questions, very excited. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Y'all already know, I say this two times in every episode, so go make sure you do it, because I'm tired of saying it, and if everyone did it, I wouldn't have to say it. Just kidding, I'd probably still say it, because it's kind of fun. But before we get into it, I'm gonna go take a quick water break, and then I'll be right back. And I'm back! Hey guys, so time to answer everybody's questions. We're starting out with the period ones, because of course, those are my favorite, and I'm very excited. Okay, first one. Have you ever tried period underwear? Good question. So I know on my period episode, which I think I made, maybe that was November? Yeah, probably November, October, November-ish. But on that episode, I think I talked about wanting to try period underwear. And in fact, I have. I've tried the ones from Salt, which is also where I got my cup, which obsessed. But I know there's like the Thinks underwear. That's the one I think probably everybody, if you know of period underwear, you probably know that brand. But I've used the Salt ones and they're pretty good. I don't use it by itself, but I would use it like with a cup instead of like a panty liner. It's pretty good. I have the thong one and then like cheeky. And the thong one's my favorite because, well, not necessarily that I like thongs. I just don't like being able to see underwear lines. And so the cheeky ones you can kind of see, which is just annoying. It just feels really big. So I like wearing the thong ones. And yeah, definitely highly suggest. They're so much fun. They're so worth it. they were a little expensive, maybe. But I mean, you're going to be using it all the time, so if you like it, might as well. I'll make sure to put it in the description, though, so in case anybody wants to check. Because I really like them, and I also know Thinks, that's T-H-I-N-X, I think, has some good ones. But yeah, definitely check it out. Okay, how do you tell your mom you started your period when y'all aren't very close? That is a really good question. So I can't remember if I've talked about this. I definitely have. I swear I tell the same stories like 3 times. But so when I got my first period, I didn't tell my mom for a few months. And honestly, we laugh about it now because like, why? And honestly, I think your mom is going to be one of your best resources. So even though, yeah, it's kind of awkward. I mean, she's had her period too, or she still does. And it's not something that you should be ashamed of. Everybody goes through it. And being able to relate to someone and talk to someone and have someone understand, it just makes the whole experience a lot better. So if you want to tell her, I think the best thing, just walk up to her and be like, Mom, I got my period. And she'll be like, cool. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but when I was younger, I think maybe 5th grade, my mom just started buying me and my twin sister pads and tampons. And she would just put it in our closet. And she was just like, here, use them when you need them. So if you just ask your mom, if you think you're about to start your period, then just ask her and she'll be like, yes, of course. I think the best thing, just be honest, just try to talk to her. It might be a little uncomfortable at first, but I promise you when you get older, it's really not that bad. Like, I talk about periods pretty much all the time. It's a fun topic of conversation, you know? But just tell her, I know it can be a little scary, but I promise you it'll make everything better. And you'll feel, like, much more confident in yourself and that this just isn't something that's so weird or so gross after you talk to her, because you'll be able to relate to her. And also, I know telling your friends, talking about it with your friends will make you feel good because they're dealing with stuff right now. And it also makes things less awkward. For example, if you need to borrow a tampon from a friend at school, I had one of my friends ask me that yesterday. I just pulled out my backpack. I was in the middle of a push and just handed her one. I mean, it's not a big deal. We all go through it, or not everybody, but most, it's like 50% of people do. Okay, I'm gonna shut up. So, next question. This is the last one about periods. I think I just chose a few for this one. But if you want to learn more about periods, my experience, what I use, definitely listen to my period episode. Again, I think it's from November, so you might have to scroll a little bit. But it shouldn't be too far down, and definitely highly suggest that episode is so much fun. But this one says, is it weird to just wear pads, not anything else like tampons or any other period products? No, I don't think that's weird. I think you should wear whatever you feel most comfortable in, whatever works for you personally. Never been a pads person. They've just kind of not sat well with me. Kind of reminds me of wearing a diaper, which I don't really vibe with that. And I understand like tampons can be kind of scary, I guess. I mean, personally, I didn't think they were that scary. Tampons were the first thing I used. I never have used pads, really. And when I did, I wanted to die. I hated them. But again, if you don't like anything else, that's fine. Just use pads. But I think it's so, how many times did I say so? Someone count. Important that you experiment with different things. For example, pads, tampons, disc, cup, period underwear. Whatever, just experiment and find one that you like so then you can stick with that and you're not having to just stay with pads just because that's what your mom told you to use and you don't actually like them. So again, experiment and it'll be much better. But it truly doesn't matter what you use. If pads work for you, you use pads. They didn't work for me and that's okay. And then I used tampons, which were meh. And then I found the cup. Ah, love her. Love her. But just keep experimenting until you find something you like, and then you should be good. Okay. So, these next type of questions are more personal. Some of them kind of making me pee. I'm truly very excited for a few of them. Sorry, I'm laughing and you guys don't know what I'm laughing at. Okay, I'll just do some of the basic ones first and then we'll build up to this one. Because I think this one of them in the personal question section is actually my most favorite question that somebody asked. And it was actually asked, I think, maybe 5 times, which is really funny to me. Okay, first question. When's your birthday? December 18th, 2003. Everybody can send me messages then. Mark your calendars. I know when I was first starting out podcasting, a lot of my friends had December birthdays, and I thought it was so weird because I feel like I never know anyone who has a December birthday, and then all of a sudden, every single person that I talked to, their birthday was in December, and I was like, bruh, bruh, bruh. Okay, sorry. Next question. Do you like baking? Yes. I love baking. Am I good at baking? No. Story time. So, every time I try to bake, it either burns or is undercooked or flat or whatever the word is called. Not light and fluffy, okay? And the thing is that even when I use box mixes, somehow I still end up messing it up. There was one time I was on the Netflix party thing. They changed the name of it now, but I don't know what it's called now. I haven't used it in a while. I was on a Netflix party with my friend watching a movie, and while the movie was going on, I decided, hey, I'm going to make a lemon pound cake. And I found a box of it, and I was like, yes, this is going to be so easy. It's going to be so good. So I followed the instructions. I did everything it said. I added all the ingredients in, put it in the oven, and then I waited. And my timer went off, and when it did, I pulled it out, and it was still, like, liquid. It's not that the oven wasn't on, because I checked, and it was on, but the only thing that was cooked was the top crust and the outside, so I tried putting it in again. I put it in for an extra 20 minutes, and it's still barely cooked. So then I did something that was super disgusting. I actually ate all the cooked parts around the raw thing, and it kind of tasted really bad and made my stomach hurt, so that was not fun. But my friend and I, she came over to my house maybe 2 weekends ago and made pound cake, and it was pretty much perfect, except for the top was kind of not really cooked, but otherwise it was good. I mean, I love baking. I think it's fun. I think it's therapeutic, but also in a way it really stresses me out. So do I like baking? Yeah, I like eating. I like doing it. That I love when other people do it for me. I would say yes. Short answer, kind of maybe no. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm just making this more complicated. What is one piece of advice you would give to your younger self? You know, I was actually going to do an episode all about this, but then I thought that would be low-key boring, but let me know what you think. Let me know. Send me a DM. Comment on something. I don't know. Whatever way you want to contact me. Email. Trying to think of other ways. Email, DM, comment, swipe up on a story, whatever. So I would tell myself to stop worrying about what other people think, and honestly that it really doesn't matter, and don't worry so much about doing, not like, don't think that you shouldn't do something just because it might embarrass you, because honestly, no one gives a shit. Everyone's worrying about themselves. If you're doing that, then you're going to miss out on all the fun things. And I know that in middle school, I did that. I missed out on so many fun things because just I was so scared about what everyone else would think or that I would embarrass myself. But honestly, who cares? I'm never going to see these people again. Who cares? And just don't take things too seriously. I mean, it's okay. It's not, nothing is that important that's going to be awful. I mean, the example I always give, I think I mentioned this in my embarrassing stories episode, but how I was in my middle school drama class. I was walking up the stage to do a skit. We had all prepared skits. I was with my group, and as I walked up, I tripped over the stage and immediately face planted. And everyone started laughing, and I was just laying on the floor so embarrassed. But then if I asked anyone about that now, they wouldn't remember. If they did, they'd just think it's funny. And that's because, yeah, it is funny and no one cares. So really, there's no point in worrying about it, because either just make fun of yourself too, or like, just get over it. Who cares? Everyone makes silly mistakes. Everyone does embarrassing things. It's not the end of the world. And I don't think that you should base things you want to do in life off something because, oh, that'll embarrass me. Oh, I don't want to do that because that'll be too embarrassing. Don't do that. Don't be like middle school Carmen. We love making fun of her. At my reading my middle school journal episode. Oh, tea. So much tea in there. Tell me why I had a more interesting life in middle school than I do now. And that's the tea. Why have I been seeing tea so much? I don't know. Do you ever talk randomly in a British accent? This isn't even a good British accent, but I don't know. I just can't stop. Okay. Next. Who was your first celebrity crush? And who's your current celebrity crush? Ooh, I like this question. Okay. So, my first celebrity crush was either Zac Efron as playing Troy Bolton in High School Musical, or Theo James as Thor/Tobias Eaton in Divergent. I love that. I recently had my love for Theo James was rekindled when I was home alone for 10 days. Yeah. Yeah, guys, I was home alone for 10 days. Yeah, insert blinking noise. I'm having deja vu. Have I said this? What? That is so weird. Okay. But, so when I was home alone, I was sitting on the couch, because who sits in their room when they're home alone? I mean, honestly, that is way too scary for me. I could never. But, and I was just scrolling through the channels, and all of a sudden, Divergent. Yes. So did I watch it? Yes. Did I cry at the end? Fuck yes. Did I watch Insurgent the next day all during school? Hell yes, I did. Yes, I did. Have I watched Allegiant? No, because that would have been too emotionally dramatic for me, so I did not. But I used to be obsessed with those movies. I think I've showed a picture on my Instagram stories a few times of me crying when I got the Divergent movie for the first time. I think it was in fourth or fifth grade. I literally peed my pants. Theo James, One True Love. Of course, Zac Efron as Troy Bolton, because I was a High School Musical gal. I would say I still am. I just love him. I love those movies. If anyone says the second one isn't the best, then they're fucking lying and they actually haven't watched them. The second one is the best one. The second one is worth watching. The other ones are like meh. But High School Musical 2? Yes. We love it. But my current celebrity crush... This is so hard because I feel like it changes all the time depending on the show I watch. For example, I'm going to say someone and you guys will not know who he is. Actually, no, I'll say some of the basic ones that I was obsessed with this year. We'll do a progression. So, of course, Timothée Chalamet. Why? He kind of looks like a rat, so I don't know. But I was obsessed with Timothée Chalamet for a while. Harry Styles. Yeah, this gets basic. Shawn Mendes, who else? There's always just random actors that I'm kind of obsessed with, but the one that has stuck with me is, Sam Heughan. These are my two ginger loves, Sam Heughan and Richard Madden. Ooh-hoo-hoo! Are they both gingers? Yes. When someone says my type is gingers, no. And then also me, both my celebrity crushes are gingers. That's really awkward for me. That is so awkward for me. Anyways, love them. Richard Madden was in Game of Thrones and Medici. And I think he was in one of the Cinderella movies. He's great. He's amazing. He's so sexy. I love him. And then Sam Heughan was in Outlander. And of course, yum. Just... yum, period. Is this objectifying them? Maybe slightly, but you know, just shut up. Okay, now to my favorite question. Oh, wait. Wait, which should I do first? There are two that are just so good that just I just know the answers are gonna be funny. Okay. Which one do I want to do? Okay, I'll do this one first. What's your type slash describe your taste in men? Ooh, ooh, what a loaded question. So, if you were to ask anyone in my family, they would just say gingers. And this is only based on the evidence that I had a ginger boyfriend freshman year. Have I talked to him since? Not voluntarily. No, I have not. Do I have to walk past him in school literally all the time? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's fine. It's not that awkward. But I would have to disagree. Personally, I think there are two ways to answer this. There's the what I think of in my mind versus what actually happens. So, kind of a bit of expectations versus reality. For example, I'm saying for example, but this is it. So, in my mind, my expectation is, and this is solely based on the books I read, okay? So just leave me alone. But I'm just gonna close my eyes, so picture it. But we have someone with curly brown hair or black hair, yes. So dark hair, okay. Dark hair, not blue eyes, because those scare me. Blue eyes remind me of death. Sorry if you have blue eyes, they're beautiful. I could never. Blue eye, no, not blue eyes, shut up. Oh my God, I cannot talk. Okay, just give me a second to collect myself. So, dark hair, dark eyes, tall. Me saying this while I'm like 5'1, tall. Not like that tall, like 5'10, 6 foot. That's good. Because who cares as long as they're not like 5'6. Kind of nerdy, but in a cute way, you know? But also like kind of an asshole. Asshole, but in a cute way, sarcastic. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I'd say that. Pretty much your average basic book boyfriend. Your average basic fictional character, someone with emotional trauma, you know, love those guys. Love them. So that was expectations. Now we go to reality. Blonde men. Why? I don't fucking So, as I have said multiple times, I had a blonde boyfriend freshman year. I had a ginger boyfriend freshman year. Where is the darker? Oh my God. Where is the dark-haired, sarcastic, sexy, tall, awkward brunette boy? Where is he? Because I don't see him. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever actually had a crush on someone with brown hair. Awkward. But reality, it just has not come to that. And I'd love to tell you guys about a great story about me talking to someone, about it being so wonderful. But y'all, that hasn't happened. I haven't talked to someone since sophomore year, and they ended up like having to go to rehab, but somehow got out of that. So, kind of scared. I haven't really talked to anyone in a good year. Yeah, good year. Wow. But since I'm going to the beach, maybe I'll find a beach boyfriend. You know, every time I go on vacation, I always think about how I'm gonna find a beach boyfriend. Which, of course, I said yes. Like, duh, of course I do. And they didn't know where Kentucky was on the map, so they were probably stupid. Did I follow them on Instagram? Yeah. They were hot surfer boys. Of course I did. Of course I did. Who do you think I am? But there you go. There's a long answer to that question. Now. To my all-time favorite question, I might actually pee my pants because this is so embarrassing for me. And I think I might have actually discussed this briefly on some recent episode. The boys, what is it? Oh, I think it was like, Why Do Men Even Exist? Maybe it's called that. My episode title's Top Tier. Top Tier, thank you. You can DM me and say how good they are if you want. You can do that. You should do that. Do it. So, drum roll, please. That was horrible. Okay. So, how was your first kiss? And when was it? Oh boy. Oh boy, do I have a story to tell. It's not even a story, but I just think this is funny because so many people ask me this. A good, like, 5 people ask me this. Y'all really just came out here for the tea. Came out here for the tea. So, I had my first kiss freshman year, so when I was 14 or 15. I don't know, 14/15. It was probably around my birthday. I don't know any of the dates, but wait, when was it? Where was it? Oh, yeah. No, I do remember. So, me and my boyfriend at the time were just vibing in the basement, doing math homework in air quotes. Or I was doing math homework. I don't know what he was doing. But because we were in the same math class, Algebra 2, vibes. We were in Algebra 2 and just doing math homework. He kept looking at me. I was like, why are you looking at me? And then it just like kind of happened and I was like, what the fuck? You know how people always like, oh my god, it was so magical. Yeah, it sucked. Okay, it fucking sucked. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. And the funny thing was that I had swerved him like 4 times before that. And also the other funny thing, like right when it was happening, my dad started walking down to the basement, but like he was nice, so he started like speaking while he was walking. So, you know, you had to do the big separation thing, sit on opposite sides of the room. So just not good. I would say with 100% certainty, it was not good. Got better, but first one, not good. I think that's something we can all relate to. If you said you had a first kiss, good first kiss, you were lying. I remember coming to school. I think this was over a weekend and then I came to school and I was telling my friends, I was like, oh yeah, haha. Like, my boyfriend and I, we kissed. And they're like, oh my gosh, how was it? How was it? And I was like, it was good. It sucked. Okay. I was fucking lying. It sucked. It was not good. It was kind of awkward. Didn't really know what was happening. And, gives me true secondhand embarrassment. I don't know what I was thinking. Don't know what I was thinking. There you go. If you want to hear more detail about that, hop on to my episode, Why Do Men Even Exist? Is that what it's called? I think so. But of course, after you finish this one, because I have some juicy questions all about boys coming up. So do that after, though, because it's really funny. So, here are a few questions about boys, boyfriends, all the things. If you don't like boys, I'm assuming same goes for girls. Like, if you want, anyway, you can just fill in the word boy with girl if you want. Okay, so this one kind of has a little scenario. So it says, I really like my boyfriend, but my best friend hates him. How should I handle this? Ooh, tea. This actually happened to me freshman year. All my friends really, really, really hated my boyfriend, but I was like, no, shut up. He likes me. I would say usually your best friend's intuition is right. They know you. If they're your true best friend, they know you. They know who's best for you. And if they don't like him, I mean, not saying that you have to break up with him, but just be aware of that because your friend probably doesn't like him for a reason. And first, I would ask her why she doesn't like him. And if she doesn't have any good reasons, then who gives a shit? You're dating him. It's not her issue. But if she has some like valid reasons why she doesn't like him, maybe he treats you poorly. Maybe he's racist or homophobic. Maybe he bullies little children. I don't know. But if he does something like that, if she has a reason for why she hates him, then I take that into consideration. Listen, not saying you have to break up with him, but just think about it. Because usually people's gut instinct is right, and I would trust your best friend over a guy you've only known for a few months. Not some period. How do you get a boy to like you? This was also one of those questions that was asked so many times, truly too many to count. And this, I think my brother answered this question on last week's episode. He gave horrible answers because he's not chatty. I'm so sorry about him. That was a last minute thing. He was not really want to be there. But it's okay. He was, I guess, semi-interesting, according to some people. Apparently. I don't know. But, so how do you get a boy to like you? I think this is an interesting question. Because I feel like you can't force someone to like you. It kind of just happens. Which I know is a horrible, horrible answer. Because you're like, shut up, Carmen, but I just want a boyfriend. And okay, same. Do I talk to boys? No. Do I still want a boyfriend? Yeah. Do I want to have to talk to someone every single day? No. Do I want someone forced to hang out with me? Yeah. So, you know, it's a complicated situation. It's complicated. But I would say, if you want a boy to like you, just be yourself. Don't... So many things. Okay. Don't play dumb. One, that's annoying for all your friends to see. And two, you're not being yourself. So when you actually start dating them, it's not really going to work out. And also, I'll just tell you things not to do because I think that's what I can think of. But, or I don't know. Be yourself. Don't play dumb. Actually make an effort to talk to the guy. It's not his job to reach out all the time, 100% of the time. You need to reach out. You need to make an effort so that he can tell that you're interested too. Because I know a lot of times guys sometimes feel like they're the only one putting in effort and that can make them feel kind of shitty. So just try to put in some effort. Try to talk about common things. I know a lot of people are always like, well, what do I talk about? Talk about something you have common. Talk about school. Talk about sports. Literally, if you ask anyone about anything about themselves, they'll love to answer. People love talking about themselves. Another thing I would say to get a boy to like you, this is just kind of a friend thing, but don't throw your friends under the bus when you're talking to a guy. Don't try to be mean to them or make fun of them just so you can look better in front of a guy. No guy wants to see that, and that's really shitty to do to your friends, so don't do that. So overall, just be yourself. And I know that's kind of sucks because you're like, but I like this guy and he doesn't like me. Well, maybe then it's not meant to be. Maybe it's not supposed to work out, because if he's not making an effort, then who gives a shit? Just move on. I don't know why people find this so challenging. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I just haven't liked anyone that much in a while, so maybe this is bad advice. I don't know, but be yourself. If he doesn't want you, then you're too good for him, and it probably wouldn't work out if you were dating, if you have to try so hard just to get him to speak to you. So, keep that in mind. Why do boys think it's okay to send dick pics? Wow. I've been wondering that myself, love. Truly, I do not know. Personally, I think it's fucking weird. I think nudes are weird. If you want to see me naked, come to my house. Oh my god. Why do I say these things? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not sending you a fucking picture of me naked on my phone. One, someone can screenshot that. Two, you can send it to other people. If you really want to see me, if you're really that fucking horny, then hang out with me. Okay. I don't know why that's so hard. I don't know why that's so hard. Get it hard. Okay. But truly, I don't know. I think the worst thing is like unsolicited dick pics. You're like, what the fuck? But if you don't want someone to send you dick pic, I'm not saying encourage it. Obviously don't like encourage it. But a lot of the time people will just like keep talking to someone, even though when they kind of get the vibe like, oh, he's about to do something, but they still keep talking to them, which, I mean, just stop talking to them, guys. If you think he is, no. And if a guy sends you a dick pic that you don't want, block them, or block them, take a screenshot and send it back to them and make a joke. I don't know, make fun of them. told my sister to do that. Someone, she was Snapchatting one of her friends, and this guy, one of his friends, stole his phone and was sending her shirtless pictures in the mirror. And she showed it to me. She was like, oh my God, who is this? Some guy she didn't even know. And he was sending her like shirtless app pics. And I was like, just take a screenshot and send it back to him and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this guy. It's like, just do it. Make them feel bad. It's not your fault. It's their fault. How do I get a boy best friend or boyfriend? This relates to another question, but I think it's so important not to try and go out with the sole purpose of, oh, I want a boyfriend. Oh, I want a boy best friend. Because this is like, if you want a friend, you don't think about it. Do you go out just looking for friends? No. It just happens naturally. So if you want a boy best friend, if you want a boyfriend, let it happen naturally. Just talk to people and see what happens. If something doesn't click, don't force it. Don't force it, because else it's going to be painful for everybody involved. And that sucks, and no one wants to deal with that. How do I tell a boy no when he asks me out without sounding like a jerk? Great, great question. Honestly, I think saying no doesn't make you a jerk. It's making you honest. I think it's more of an asshole move by saying yes when you don't actually like them and don't have any interest in dating them. So just be honest. Say, hey, that's so sweet that you asked me and I really appreciate that. But I don't like you that way. Maybe you're just friends. Like, hey, I only really like you as a friend. I know this really sucks, but I don't want to just go out with you just because I feel bad. And I think you deserve someone who would be really excited to go out with you. I'm not just that. And I'm not really that person, but we can be friends, whatever. Just be honest. And I think that's always the best. And yes, that sucks. Because you have to be vulnerable and you have to tell them how you actually feel. But I think it's so much more important to explain that than to just lie about it and be like, oh yeah, sure, haha. Because then you're going to just waste a night going on a date. You're going to waste a night. It's going to be a waste of their time when they could actually be with someone who wants to hang out with them. So in a way, you're kind of helping them out too. So they should be thanking you, truly. They should be thanking you. They should give you a pat on the back. Now moving on to some random questions. These are, I would say, in a miscellaneous category. Or kind of advice-ish. Oh, is that a word? Advice-ish questions. Okay. What can I do to be more confident? Oh, great question. I think this might... I talked a lot about self-confidence. It might have been my third episode, which is crazy. So sometime in September, if you want to listen to that. But I think the best thing you can do to be more confident, what helps me is, or what has helped me, deleting Snapchat. That helped. Not looking in mirrors as much. Not valuing my self-worth on what other people think. Really digging deep and trying to value my worth off things I do, things how I feel about myself, not from external validation, because that's not going to last forever. And you need to be able to tell yourself how amazing you are, because you are amazing. You don't need some boy, some parent. You don't need like someone liking you to make you feel confident. You don't need your parents saying, wow, good job on your test to make you feel good. I mean, yes, all those things are great. All those things can make you feel amazing, but you need to be able to make yourself feel confident. I think also journaling to, you know, find your feelings, find out how you actually feel, journaling, meditating, just being with yourself, doing something that makes you happy, wearing clothes you actually want to wear, not just because they're trendy, but because you think they're comfy and you feel confident in them. There's truly so many things. But if you want more tips, definitely listen to my episode about that, because I think I shared a bunch of tips, so many, but definitely check that out. How can I confront my friends about something? I would say, again, pretty much, if I had to give advice on anything, it's just be honest. But I feel like confrontation can be a hard thing for everybody involved. So I would say the best thing, of course, is to do it in person if you can. If you cannot, FaceTime, text is not good. You cannot tell a person's tone from their text messages. And this makes it really hard when you're confronting someone about something because you can't read their tone and they can't read yours. So it could offer a lot of miscommunication. So I would say, we'll just use the in-person example. So if you're going to confront someone in person, make sure it's like a comfortable environment, not around too many people. You don't want to do it in a busy school hallway. Maybe go into a classroom. Maybe if you're at a coffee shop, do it at a coffee shop. Whatever, just don't do it by so many people that can overhear and then talk about it, because that makes everybody uncomfortable. Maybe at someone's house, whatever. But I would start off with something by not blaming the other person, but just explaining how you feel, but also let them explain how they feel so you can see that there's multiple perspectives, because people always have a reason for doing something, even if it seems really shitty to you. Maybe in the moment to them, it seemed right. But let them explain from their perspective. You explain from your perspective how it made you feel. Tell them how their actions made you feel and really just be honest about that. And this is a pretty vulnerable conversation. So again, don't want to be around a big group, and just try to talk it out and try to remove distractions. It's like an airplane. Turn your phone on airplane mode. But again, just be honest and be willing to be vulnerable and actually say how you feel. Don't just say everything's okay just to get it over with, because everything's not okay. And that's okay. It's okay. We all have issues. We all have friend problems. And again, if you want to hear more about my friend problems from last year, I have an episode called Friends and Friendship from a few months ago. I'm going to listen to that. Love how I'm just pulling out these episodes. Is that the name of it? I really don't remember. It probably is-ish close to that. How do you deal with homework that just keeps piling up? Great, great, great question. And again, I have an episode all about productivity procrastination. I think I've done two episodes about this. I had one about burnout from a while back, and then I just made one about productivity. But I think the best thing, because I know how overwhelming it can be just seeing all these assignments you have to do, and that's really stressful and then can make you push off those assignments more. So I think that what's really helpful is making a to-do list, putting them in steps. Do the hardest thing first, the most time-consuming thing first. Personally, that has worked best in my experience, just so then you have the other little things to look forward to. But if you're someone who needs small wins, start with the small things. Again, just find what you need to do, but take it in small chunks. Take short breaks. Again, I have an episode all about this if you're interested, so definitely check it out. Do you have a YouTube channel? Yes, I actually do. I have two. I have one that's from fourth grade or whatever, and a whole 15 subscribers, but I don't post on that. But I also, if you want to listen to the podcast, you can also listen to it on YouTube. There isn't video, but it's pretty much just the audio, which I know is kind of weird, but it allows me to reach more people, so we do that. But you can listen to the podcast on YouTube. I mean, some of you probably do. If you're on YouTube, comment and say, hey girl. Yes, I do have a YouTube. It's just where I post the podcast episodes. So if you want to subscribe, you can. I think we have like 200 subscribers, 200 something. Definitely check that out. Okay, this is another kind of podcasty related question. It says, will you ever bring out merch? So I've actually thought a lot about this, and I really want to. I do. But one, I don't know if anyone would actually buy it. And two, do I know how to make merch? No. Also, I don't know if I have time to do that. But yes, I have thought about it. Maybe in the future, because I think that'd be really cute. And personally, I just want like a girly girl podcast thing. I don't know if anyone else would wear it, but I mean, I would. So I think that would be fun. What's your favorite podcast episode you've ever released? Good question. Definitely. Okay, there's a few off the top of my head. My books episode. That was so fun. I was so into that. book recommendations, period one, middle school drama. Those were my top three. Those were so much fun just because I think I enjoyed like doing those. I mean, of course, there are some episodes that I just kind of enjoy less that aren't as fun, and I'm sure you can kind of tell, but those three were my absolute favorites. Also, the self-confidence one was pretty fun. The one with my sister was fun. The one with Seth, of course, was fun. So many. Can I say all of them? Just kidding. I don't like all of them. LOL. But don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And thank you all so much for sending in your questions. I got so much more than I expected. And I'm actually recording on a Thursday. And I posted the questions on a Wednesday. And I got so many just in one day. And I was truly not expecting that. So thank you so much. I had so much fun. Let me know if you would want a part two sometime in the future. Because I'd love to do that. I had lots of fun. And again, thank you all so much. Love you guys. And check out the links in the description of this episode to find my blog, newsletter, email, etc. There's so many things down there. Just make sure you check it out. And also don't forget to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast if you haven't already. I'll see y'all next week. Pretty sure, not sure. I've said this the past two episodes, so watch me just actually not do this. No, I am going to do it. So just stay tuned because it's a story time episode next week and I'm so freaking excited. There's going to be so much tea, so much drama. Get ready, turn on notifications, do whatever the fuck you want, get hype. Have an amazing week. I love you so much and bye.